Most of the U.S. Midwest today is still looking at a favorable environment for crop development. In fact, yesterday's USDA crop ratings with most of the corn crop at 76% in the good to excellent category certainly has the crop poised to do extremely well as we move towards July. The 6Z GFS model run this morning suggested a ridge of high pressure would build up as we got to the second half of next week and into the following weekend. The ridge of high pressure was relatively strong, probably a little overdone. But the other models, like the GFS Ensemble and to a lesser degree the European model, also have ridges of high pressure that are showing up as we move closer to the 1st of July in the middle of the country. In fact, the middle of North America in general, because it looks as though the ridge of high pressure extends northward up into portions of Canada. I believe that as we move into July, a ridge of high pressure is going to be more dominant in the middle of the country. Not necessarily a blocking weather pattern, but it will generate some warmer and drier weather across portions of the Midwest and Plains as we move forward in time, and perhaps Canada as well. It isn't going to be an absolute feature, though. We are going to see some precipitation come and go across the parts of these areas and will stimulate a continuation of good crop development across many areas. In the near-term forecast for the Midwest, we're expecting to see an alternating pattern of rain and sunshine occurring across the region. Temperatures expected to be a little bit warmer biased over the next 5 days or so. The warmer weather will likely be welcome and help to stimulate faster drying rates between rain events and also to stimulate some faster crop development. In general, though, the crops will do very well. There will be a small portion of Missouri and parts of southwestern Illinois into Kentucky and parts of the U.S. Delta that may not see quite as much rain as other areas and may see a net drying biased environment evolve. That won't necessarily be a bad thing. There should be favorable amounts of moisture in most areas, and with the forecast in the second week being what it is, there will likely be a short-term bout of cooling late in the weekend and into early next week that will force a cool front further to the south across the lower parts of the Midwest, filling in these areas with rain after missing out on precipitation for a while in this first 5 to 6 days of the outlook. The specific temperature outlook across the Midwest are expected to generate afternoon highs running mostly in the 80s and a few lower 90s in the southern two-thirds of the region. As we go forward through the next 4 or 5 days, the northernmost parts of the Midwest will see some 70 and lower 80 degree readings. As we move into the late week and early part of next week, we'll see a cooling trend take place and the temperatures will settle back down into the 70s across northern portions of the Midwest and probably some lower 80s in the southern areas. And the low temperatures at night are certainly going to be non-threatening for a while. We'll see a lot of 50 and 60 degree readings, but some lower 70s will occur as well in some of the southern parts of the region. And there's still some potential for additional locally heavy rainfall with some of the storms coming up over the next week or so, but I don't see any generalized region of excessive rainfall. With that said, I want to make a quick note about the heavy rains last night in southeastern South Dakota and northwestern Iowa. Some of those areas saw anywhere from 1 to 3 inches, generally with some localized amounts getting up to 5 and 6 inches, according to Doppler radar. Some of the central and northeastern parts of Iowa, which had been missed by previous rain, certainly was benefiting from the moisture last night, and additional rain will fall in that region as we move forward through the week, preventing any kind of festering dryness in any part of the Midwest over this next 10-day period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.